We have tracked down Mitch Reisner, head coach of the Wiggins Tigers. Impressive tonight over Highland, 38-21. Coach, thanks for joining us. Congrats on opening the year with a win.
Yeah, thank you. It's great to get that that first W out of the way. Feels really good.
All right. What'd you do well tonight, Coach?
Well, you know, we wanted to start the season, and we wanted to be a run-first team and a run-stop team. And, you know, we had a couple of 7-8-minute drives. I think that really helped. And, you know, we wanted to establish the line of scrimmage. And, you know, we did that really well tonight. And then we, you know, that helped us open up the pass game on the edge and get quite a few big plays. And, you know, it all kind of came together. We had a nice block punt early in the game that set us up in good field position. And defense played well. You know, I think it was 32-7 maybe at one point, and then a couple turnovers. Honestly, it's a great Highland football team, and let them back in the game a little bit. So they're a great bunch of kids.
All right, you mentioned run first. That's a little change in philosophy for you for years past. I know you've got a talented quarterback in Cole Kerr, and he can really throw it, but you're also pretty good up front, so that run first kind of a change for you.
It's a big change, but it's a philosophy that, you know, I had my mindset to this year, and you know, we got a great front, offensive front. You know, when we're young, you know, we started one senior on both ways tonight, so that's a great testament to our young kids. But you know, we want to make sure we own the box, and then that'll open some things up on the edge for us.
And defensively, I know you want to own the box as well. Did you feel good about that group on that side? Probably some of the same kids, but how about their effort on that side?
We really did. We got to work on our pass coverage. I'll tell you that, and that's not going to be a surprise to anybody that sees our film. So we'll go back to work on that. Highland, you know, a much different team. They were a run first team last year, and they throw that number seven throws the ball really well. So, hats off to him. And yeah, we just got to tighten up our secondary a little bit, but that gives us something to work on.
All right, you get the win tonight over Highland, 38-21. Valley Olathe and Flatirons Academy next up for you in non-league play. But my question to you is, how difficult is it to improve in the win column in the league that you play in? Lyman, Holyoke, Ray, Yuma's better, Burlington, great tradition. How tough is it to get better against those guys?
You know, it's a gauntlet. I think we've just got to take it, you know, one game at a time. You know, I even look at last year, you know, Ray, a semifinal team, right?
Yep.
And, you know, we were winning that game. Fourth quarter, we had 2 minutes to go. We had the ball. We were driving, and we're up, and we fumble and give it away to a great Ray team that finds a way to win. So we were so close last year in so many games. We just got to be able to – I'm hoping our maturity really helps us this year. And, you know, these juniors have been playing since they were freshmen, so – this is their third varsity year, and you can really start to see that maturity show up. So all we can do is go out and play our best football, and we know we're going to get the best of that North Central League and, you know, take it one game at a time, and so proud to play in that league. And, you know, if we're able to come out in a position to make the postseason, then, you know, that'd be great for the kids.
Yeah, and how important, though, playoff-wise, I know it's week one and we got a ton of football to play, but I'm guessing you and Highland are going to battle for a playoff spot. So for beating them head-to-head, I think this is an important win for you long-term.
It is. It is. And you don't want to read too much into it. We had a scrimmage with one of their league opponents that has been to the state championship 5 times. And I'll just say Highland's a good football team, so they're going to have some success in that league this year. So, you know, that W tonight's really going to help the RPIs.